men may mock.
Demons will rage. We will not be moved. Is that just catchy words? Is that catchy words, or is that your theology? What's the difference between mocking men and what's the deal with demons? What do they have to do with this world and these people? Does that touch your lives? But we sang it. And it's good enough in a song, isn't it? But please don't unleash the spooky stuff on us. I think is the general tone of people in churches, polite society. And, you know, Palm Sunday, Jesus, triumph. It's about the worst day of Jesus's, the worst week of Jesus's life. He's coming in, sitting on a donkey, and everybody is wahey, wahey. And it's a week of just hellish confrontation, raging demonic activity, people mocking and trying to trip him up and ruin his day every day, all week. But hey, he rose from the dead. We already know it, so it is triumph. And when he came in there on that day, that was victory. And it is victory now. Is it victory in your life? Is it victory in your life? If you have to go to the doctor and get a test done and you have a week to wait for the appointment, what's that week like? If you're waiting for the results of the test, it's been a week. What has that week been like? If you got a meeting that you have to go to and the meeting's going to be about that stuff, and I'm going to go in there and I'm going to have that meeting about the stuff, what's the wait like? What's your anticipation of being at that meeting? That's what this is. That's what this is. I'm sorry if it blows a hole in your sail with a cannonball and you feel my sail doesn't hold air now. That's what Palm Sunday is for Jesus. And we love him. And he loves us. He loves you. And he faced it for you. And how did he firewall Good Friday from Palm Sunday? I don't know what Jesus looked like. Every movie I've ever seen on Palm Sunday is a celebration, and it's colors, and it's palm fronds, and it's Hosanna, and it is the King who comes on exactly the day that was prophesied hundreds of years before, on exactly the day that God said he would come in. And the people recognized it. And other religious people didn't. And so here we are. We're people who want to recognize and want to not miss it. And so we open Bibles. And in this church, we've been working through Acts chapter 14, which is where we are today, in Acts chapter 14. It's a fifth gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, in the New Testament. If you grab it, it's like the back quarter of a Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then Acts. And then if you start getting to, you know, Romans, Corinthians, you've gone a little bit too far. Acts chapter 14, Paul has been traveling around. He's been doing miracles. He's been standing for Jesus. People are upset with Paul, and he keeps moving around. And in Acts chapter 14 and verse 1, you see now at Iconium, they entered together into the Jewish synagogue, and they spoke in such a way that a great number of both Jews and Greeks believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. Now, a person is a Jew because they identify with a religion. But these Jews identifying with religion are unbelieving Jews. It's almost like they would say, because I'm a descendant of Abraham and I can show you my family line, that I'm an identity. But their faith in God and the things of God is not noted here. They are unbelieving Jews. And look what they do. They poison minds against the witness of Jesus Christ. Verse 3 is a memory verse. It's on the front of your bulletin. It's worth remembering. It may get you out of a jam someday, but what do you think about verse 3? So they remained for a long time, speaking boldly for the Lord, who bore witness to the word of his grace. The Lord bore witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. This is the quality of the people believing in that day. This is what made their message count for people looking on, speaking boldly for the Lord, and God bore witness to the word of his grace. And God granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Is your faith a powerful faith that changes things in your life? Is your faith wishful thinking until we find out what we get as the mechanisms of fate unravel and unfold, demonstrating what will be? Or does God answer prayer, and is prayer worth it? And does God show up when people confront you and confound the people that oppose you because he stands for his own in the world and he wants people to know, and no one who comes against what he wants people to know succeeds, so you go and you say it and he'll back you up? Because that's my understanding of the word of scripture there today. We are called to be those believers. That's powerful, big stuff.